All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
We put the picture's name on everything.
Oh, look, he's got a billion toys.
Baseballs, the t-shirt.
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run?
Baseballs, the lunchbox.
I have to possess this comic.
Baseballs, the breakfast cereal.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Almighty Isis.
Baseballs, the coloring book.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Shut up, kid. You weren't even born when Star Wars came out.
You fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't start some shit? I'll fucking take all you want!
I'm free.
Well, clearly you've chosen the music for tonight's episode.
Why? Because it's good?
Because it's The Who.
Yeah, well, it's actually part of our preview of the upcoming Free Comic Book Day.
Yeah, that's coming right around the corner, right?
Yes, May 2nd, 2009, likely at a comic book store near you. You can walk in there. They'll give you free comics.
And rumor is we may be doing some coverage at a local store.
That's true.
That's rumor.
And that is a rumor. And these comics are specially prepared for Free Comic Book Day in order to give the world at large a peek inside the comic book world. Maybe you'll pick up something you'd actually like to read more of.
Or... You know, I read an article this week online about Free Comic Book Day.
Oh, yeah?
And grading the books that come out on Free Comic Book Day, you know, and putting them in coffins.
Mm-hmm.
And the article was all about how badly is the book devalued if it has the store stamp.
Yeah.
In the free box.
Yep.
And clearly the answer is a lot.
Well, let's not get too far ahead
right,
of ourselves.
We won't get too far ahead.
This is Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
It is.
And we welcome you to episode 145, and we're calling it Free.
I like that. It's simple.
Yeah, free.
We should say hello to the SiriusXM audience.
Yes. And any audience that
and
may
any
be
audience.
Listening.
And whoever bothers to listen.
That's true. And you want to check out, of course, we want you to go check out BigKevsGeekStuff.com.
Right.
Over there, you can do a variety of things. You can leave comments on episodes. You can drop us a line. You can see where else you can listen to Big Kev's Geek Stuff. A whole host of things. If you like to see some associated or related imagery to some of the things that we're talking about here on the show, you can check out the picture gallery for this episode, which is over there. And, yeah.
Hotline.
Very exciting. Oh, yes, the hotline. You want to give the hotline a call.
425-920-6050.
Right. If you'd like to bring a topic to our attention, you'd like to hear us talk about or debate or something like that, or if you just have a comment about the show, you want to go over to our hotline and leave us a message over there. And
with that, we probably should actually start the show.
Okay.
I'm thinking.
Let's do it.
All right. So for those of you who may have heard last episode, we discussed the Sideshow 12-inch Stormtrooper Deluxe.
Oh, yes.
Action figure.
This is an update.
Collectible. Right.
Yes.
And one of the things we discussed was how come the knees on the Stormtrooper are different?
Yes,
that's
true.
I have an answer.
Oh.
According to the Wikipedia, that's the Star Wars Wikipedia.
Uh-huh.
The left upper side of the shin armor has a sniper precision knee protector plate.
So you were right.
I was right.
It kind of helps us in the balance.
Right. So
okay.
That's it. Just wanted to get that out there quick. Other updates.
Yes.
Robin Hood. Because there's got to be one every week.
Every week there's news on this lousy movie.
We don't know it's lousy yet.
Well, potentially lousy movie.
So for those of you real quick that don't know, this is the Ridley Scott film that's coming out sometime in... And it's going to star Russell Crowe in the lead of Robin Hood.
And Alan Doyle from Great Big Sea.
As Alan Adale.
Yes.
As we learned last week.
And a whole host of other people.
Right.
Uh-huh.
We've seen our first image of Russell Crowe as Robin Hood.
I wasn't aware they were already shooting.
I wasn't either. But apparently there is an image of him online as Robin Hood. And as many of you would suspect, it looks like Robin Hood.
Yeah, bowl cut.
Yeah, bowl cut.
Tunic.
Tunic.
Brownish.
Bow.
Green. Has a bow.
Yeah. Nothing major. I mean, I guess it's impressive to see that they're that far ahead in the planning stages and filming and whatever principal photography maybe, but there it is.
I have some news that's actually exciting.
Oh, wow.
Way back in the 80s.
I remember them.
Yes, there was a comic book called Alien Legion.
I remember that.
Came out from Marvel, but under their Epic imprint, which was a creator-owned imprint. So while Marvel did the printing, they didn't own it. And because it wasn't owned,
right?
Now those creators are bringing Alien Legion to Dark Horse Comics.
We like Dark Horse.
Uh-huh. And so that'll be happening later this year. We don't know in what form the return will take place, whether it'll be an ongoing book or a series of short stories, which occupied the end of the Alien Legion run sometime in the 90s. But before that happens, Dark Horse will release Alien Legion Omnibus Volume 1, a whopping 352-page trade reprinting the earliest issues of the original book.
Wow, that is pretty impressive.
Now, they have a bunch of collections out already.
Right.
So the question really is I'm wondering how that's going to work. They had an independent publisher who I can't remember at the moment did a couple of years ago did some of the reprints, but I guess Dark Horse wants to do their own in their own omnibus style.
Well, you know, Dark Horse does have a reputation of grabbing these licenses, treating them with respect, and doing their best to put out stuff in its entirety. So the hope would be that this omnibus is the first in a long line that will eventually complete the series.
That's
so that
true.
The fans or people who have never had the opportunity can finally read the book. It's good read. So
it is terrific stuff. Great space opera stuff. And we keep talking about the return of the space opera. I have to feel that this pickup by Dark Horse has a lot to do with the success of books like Strange Adventures from DC and the stellar Guardians of the Galaxy from Marvel. Terrific.
We've been talking about Tim Burton's Alice in Wonderland.
You've been talking about Tim Burton's.
Well,
I've been listening.
It's out there. I mean, it's going to happen. We know he's doing it for Disney. We've heard some casting. Johnny Depp as the Mad Hatter. Anne Hathaway as the White Queen. Helena Bonham Carter as the Red Queen, etc. Alan Rickman as the Caterpillar. We have the voice of the Cheshire Cat now. Stephen Fry.
Really?
Yeah.
That's really impressive, actually.
That's really exciting. I like Stephen Fry.
Stephen Fry, for those of you that aren't making a connection with the name, I'm trying to think, what would our audience know him from immediately? Wrong. V for Vendetta. He played the TV producer guy, friend of Natalie Portman, who had all the contraband stuff and so on and so forth, who was killed.
Right.
Other people may know him from his absolutely stellar performance as Oscar Wilde in the movie Wilde.
Right.
Fewer people may know that he and House, there's the House music, House's own Hugh Laurie used to be a comedy duo.
A bit of Fry and Laurie.
Yes. So, unfortunately, he has not appeared on House yet, but as the music fades away. But, yes, so Stephen Fry, good choice. Good choice.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's definitely a nice addition to what looks like a pretty impressive cast thus far.
Uh-huh.
And less impressive addition to casts, Gary Shandling in Iron Man. Now, we've talked about this.
Yeah.
We talked about this a couple weeks back. We had heard a rumor that Gary Shandling was going to make an appearance in Iron Man 2. And the initial thoughts behind that was he was going to be a reporter, one of the reporters that kind of, you know, follows Tony Stark around and maybe is responsible
investigative
for...
Investigative reporter.
Yeah, right, exactly. But apparently that's been debunked, and now less exciting is that he's playing some sort of senator. I don't understand why this is in the news. Not in our news. I know why it's in our news.
Because you picked it. That's yeah, why it's in
because,
the news.
Because I wanted to poke fun at it. But why is this in like a bunch of other websites' news? Why is it a big deal? He's a fucking senator. Who cares? It's a silly, silly small role.
It's a name. And it's a name in a small role. You know what I mean? So they got to kind of point that out.
I guess. Fox. You know that network and movie studio?
The one that cancels TV shows?
That's the one. They'll be making that announcement in a couple weeks.
Now, what happened there? I thought we were supposed to get that announcement.
You know what? I thought we were going to get the announcement last weekend, but I think the announcement is actually coming closer to the beginning part of May. So we have another month before we hear who gets hacked and who gets slashed.
I can't keep putting off this "thank God the Terminator is gone" party much longer.
You know, people like that show.
Me really?
Included.
Well, I guess I'll have to settle for my, "hey, Joss Whedon, try not writing more TV shows" party. How
well,
about that?
That might be it. Stick to web series. That seems to be
yeah,
your
word.
And that's, you know, that's coming down the pipe.
Make Serenity movies.
For that would be nice. Make a web series with those actors and characters.
Yeah.
That'd be fantastic. Although Dr. Horrible 2, coming down the pipe, I hear.
Yes, I've heard that as well. And speaking of Dr. Horrible 2, The Guild 2.
Season 2 is available right now for a pre-order on Amazon, and I think it actually comes out the early part of May.
Nice.
It's only a couple weeks away before we see Season 2. So
terrific.
Run over there and get it. But we've kind of taken a tangent.
Okay.
So we're going to come back.
Refocus.
And then we're going to swerve back towards this tangent.
Okay,
let's
shoot.
Go back to Fox just for a second.
Okay.
Fox is dropping the Atomic label, which is an offshoot of Fox. They produce kind of some of Fox's like
Fox Atomic.
Yeah. They produce some of the like lower budget indie kind of
crap
stuff. No, wasn't Grindhouse part of Fox Atomic? Was that Fox Atomic that did that?
I don't, maybe. I don't know.
For some reason, I think it might be. But I could be completely off base. But anyway, they're dropping that label, which isn't a huge surprise. I think all it means is that you'll probably see less of that type of movie out of Fox, or anything that they think might be worthwhile will just come under the regular Fox banner.
Gotcha.
So I thought that was worth mentioning.
It is.
All right. So let's veer back towards that DVD release portion of the show.
Okay.
We have some fairly exciting releases in the future. Typically on this show, we talk about what's come out the previous week, what you probably should go out and buy, what it is you want to pick up. But occasionally, we get a bevy of good news of stuff that we're interested in that we want to give you the heads up on. So Guild Season 2 was top of that list.
Uh-huh. What was the next on that list?
Let's go to Transformers being re-released on DVD. Now,
the movie?
No. Gen 1.
Original, so the original 1982, 3, 4 cartoon right. In there?
Which originally, I believe there were 3 volumes that were released.
Okay.
But I don't think that it completed the series.
Okay.
And then they were pulled. They went out of print rather quickly, and they're next to impossible to find.
Okay.
Well, apparently someone else has picked it up, and Volume 1 is coming out in June
now,
16th.
Does Volume 1 comprise the entire series, Season 1 or something like that?
You know, with those 80s cartoons, the whole concept of seasons was kind of, mishmashed. You know, like, we've seen this in the past with some of these cartoons from the 80s where
like
we don't exactly know what qualifies as a season, how many episodes, and where the season started and where the season ended.
Right.
So I'm sure they're going to release it as the first whatever number of episodes, maybe 20-something episodes, which,
okay,
you know, today's standards would probably be a season.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have that specific information yet.
Okay.
We also know that The State is finally coming to DVD.
Now, this is MTV's The State?
This is a rumor 3 years in the running, I think.
Yeah, I think that's
or more
been a
than
long
that, probably.
Time running.
Five
yeah.
years, 6 years in the running, however long it's been.
Okay.
But I think it finally officially has a release date. There is actually box art for it and everything. It's
wow.
July 14th. So unless something drastic happens in the next 6 or 7 weeks, you can expect to see it.
Now, The State was kind of a skit comedy show, right?
It was.
One
it
of the
had,
first of its
Black
kind.
And he's the big name that stands out. Tom Lennon, who now is on Reno 911. I think some of the other Reno 911 cast members were on there also. But
right.
Yeah. A good show. There was some really funny stuff that came out of that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's one of those shows that everybody's been begging for. Of course, naturally, now that it's really close and really almost official, people are saying, I hope it's as funny as I remember it being.
That's a danger.
That is a danger. A
lot of stuff, you know, you remember stuff being so great. I have a great story about that very thing. You know, this past weekend, a chiller.
Right.
Amongst the many things I was able to pick up, I picked up the complete series of Space Rangers.
Okay. It
ran on CBS for about 3 minutes. Live action show, decent cast, decent premise, a lot of great concept ideas in the show. And I remember watching it and I remember thinking, wow, this is some great, great stuff. And maybe I thought it was great because it was gone so quickly. But now I've gone back and I've noticed that, well, it wasn't really so great. It was good. It had a lot of concepts in it that were really, really interesting and unique. But overall, I'd have to say it wasn't such a great show. But that's what happens when you get some of these 80s shows. Like, there was another one I got recently. I got Automan.
Oh, my God.
From the early
80s. Jesus.
Starring Desi Arnaz Jr. And, nothing.
Nothing? Yeah, no. That it fades fast.
Loved it when I was a kid, though. What else you got?
Battlestar Galactica, the complete series.
Yeah.
Coming July 28th with a price tag that is unfit for human consumption. Like $280, I think, for the regular, and like almost $400 for Blu-ray.
Yeah, that's really bizarre.
And we don't know exactly what it comprises yet.
We
assume
everything
that it comprises
it.
The entire TV show, but we don't know if it includes the direct DVD movies. We don't know if it includes Caprica. We're hoping at that price tag that it includes all that.
I'm hoping what's her name, who we had a chance to interview at Chiller, is
Luciana Caro.
Yeah, I hope she's hand delivering it to me. And I get to
feel her ass.
Wow, that's pretty rude. I was just gonna say,
sorry.
Shake hands with her and say hi, but you go right to the ass.
Well, it was impressive.
Ooh, man, she is a hot woman.
She is a whew, God. And Dollhouse with all 13 episodes,
even the ones that won't air after it's canceled.
Only the 13th episode is not airing.
And
that is going to be July 28th. And then G.I. Joe. We hear G.I. Joe is coming back to DVD.
Right.
The details on that are kind of hazy. There's going to be a release that's available for Comic-Con, and then there's going to be a release that's available for a website that's yet to be disclosed.
For people.
Yeah. It's going to include the original miniseries and then 7 individual episodes, but we don't know if there's continuity to those episodes or where they lie.
Yeah,
we just know that
hope.
It's coming, and we could probably be excited about that.
Bah.
Do you know about Monster Apocalypse?
It's the game? Yeah, it's kind of like a tabletop game.
Is it miniatures?
I think there's a miniature element to it.
Like HeroClix?
Kind of, except I think the monsters are kind of destroying the city or something. Think of like old school 60s Godzilla movies.
Okay. So the game is by Privateer Press, we should say, by the way, for those of you who don't know.
Mm-hmm.
They are currently in the process of acquiring some new licenses to introduce into the game world.
Okay.
And the first big license is Voltron.
Okay.
Lions Voltron.
Okay.
It's kind of cool.
Why is that? What kind of game would that be?
I don't know. Maybe he's supposed to stop the bad monsters from destroying the city.
That's
Voltron
weird.
Versus Godzilla. Voltron versus Cthulhu. Or whoever
Ew.
Else is around at the time.
Cthulhu? Ew.
So, I don't know. I like Voltron. I think there's always people clamoring about more Voltron product, and, you know, that's appropriate.
It's kind of hit the wall, though. I mean, all they can do is yet another version of Voltron.
Or put out a game that has Voltron miniatures in it.
Well, yeah, that.
From a collectible standpoint, it could be pretty nice. Think about it that way. Even if you don't play the game, but you're a Voltron collector,
right.
That could be nice. This week marks the 25th anniversary of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yes.
And there's another live movie coming out, which we kind of knew already.
Another live movie?
Another live action movie.
Oh, I thought they bagged those after the wonderful 3D animated one. I really liked that one.
From Imagi. That was fantastic.
I figured that's the way they were going to move forward.
Well, the creative team that brought you that movie, as like the writers and producers, are going to be bringing you this live action movie, including Peter Laird, who is going to be involved in the process as well.
Wow.
Because, you know, Laird bought out Eastman.
Right.
A couple years back. So this year, this week marks the 25th anniversary. And with that anniversary, we get the official move forward announcement, green light, that there is going to be another live action movie. Will it include foam rubber suits or vanilla ice? Only time will tell.
Jeez. And maybe on that note, we should take our first break.
So we can go cry?
Yeah. So we can go wonder why on earth you would bring up Vanilla Ice. And we'll be right back. Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 145, free.
Combo Breaker!
ComboBreaker.com makes original video game t-shirts that gamers want to wear. Head over to ComboBreaker.com to shop for original gaming t-shirts based on some of the best games ever made. From the classics to the soon-to-be classics, check out Combo Breaker's first round of shirts featuring designs inspired by your old-school favorites like Simon's Quest, Metroid, Punch-Out, and Star Fox. And just in time for the long-anticipated release of Street Fighter IV, pre-order your Raging Demon t-shirt now. But that's not all. ComboBreaker.com also brings you unbiased reviews and a damn good podcast to boot. So head over to the iTunes store, search for Combo Breaker, and subscribe today.
If you're in the tri-state area, pick up your ComboBreaker.com apparel at Digital Press Video Games, 387 Piaget Avenue, Route 46 East, Clifton, New Jersey.
And for a limited time, visit ComboBreaker.com and enter coupon code GeekStuffXM during checkout for an extra 10% off your next order.
That's ComboBreaker.com for the best in original gamer designs.
You know it.
Combo Breaker!
Take my love, take my land, take me where I cannot stand. I don't care.
Hey, this is Jules Day from Firefly.
Hey, this is Marina Baccarin from Firefly.
Hey, this is Joss Whedon, creator of Buffy and Firefly and Serenity and some other stuff, and you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff, you geek.
Burn the land and boil the sea. You can't take the sky from me.
And we are back with episode 145 of Big Kev's Geek Stuff. Free, I'm OG. That's Big Kev.
Don't forget to go over to the website, BigKevsGeekStuff.com. Check out all the stuff we have going on over there. And don't forget, if there's anything you'd like to hear us talking about here on Big Kev's Geek Stuff, give us a call at
425-920-6050.
Right. Leave us a message, and you may hear your phone call on a future episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Sure.
Yes. You can also check out our video content. We didn't mention that at the top of the show over at the website as well. Our Live from Studio V segments, our product review segments.
Right.
And also some live interviews and other things. Well, not live, but
con coverage. And
yes, all that sort of jazz you can find from Production Tim over at our website. Spewing forth new material as soon as he gets it done.
We hope.
Right. Let's get into some comics that we're going to recommend you check out that have come out this week.
All right.
Guardians of the Galaxy number 13.
Now, we've been talking about this pretty much since it's come
since before it came out, when it was still part of
the news.
That previous series was. Yeah. Absolutely a fantastic book. Keeps getting better and better, and it's from Marvel Comics, which really does say a lot. And I'm very impressed with it. I hope it goes for a nice long time. Space opera is very vogue right now, and they're doing a wonderful job with it. And speaking of space opera, the original space operarian, a word?
It is now.
Buck Rogers from our friends over at Dynamite Entertainment, issue zero has come out for 25 cents. Nice jumping on point. The number one of the issue will be coming in short order in June.
Nice.
So we have that to look forward to, but you can check out issue zero. Batman Detective Comics 853. This is part two of Whatever Happened to the Caped Crusader by Neil Gaiman and Andy Kubert.
Right.
A lot of people looking forward to seeing how Neil wraps up this story, myself being one of them. And finally, Mark Millar and John Romita Jr., friend of the show, John Romita Jr., bring us Kick-Ass Issue 6.
There it is.
This is a great book.
Finally. You know, it's so sad that it's taken that long. It's been 6 months since Issue 5 came out.
I know. It's been a little bit.
The movie is further into production than the comic book series. That's backwards.
And so those are some comics to check out this week. Of course, you can go to your local comic book shop next Saturday, May 2nd, for free comic book day. And you can get for free some specially prepared comic books, a whole bunch of them, actually, and check out what's going on in the world of comic books. Maybe you want to get involved. Maybe it's been a while for you. Maybe you've never been involved. There's something for everybody to read in the comic book realm.
Absolutely.
And speaking of realms, in the DVD realm,
yes,
we have a few releases we'd like to talk about.
Any exciting?
Oh, absolutely. and some not so exciting.
Right.
The Wrestler.
Ooh.
Mickey Rourke, Marissa Tomei, and the hot Evan Rachel Wood star in this film about a
Chris
wrestler
Jericho.
Who's...
Oh, wait, no.
No, no. Actually, it would be Jake Roberts.
Yeah, I know,
be
Jake
closer.
Roberts.
About a wrestler a little bit past his prime, and, you know, it's won all sorts of awards and keeps going on and on.
The comeback kid.
It is. Yeah, comeback kid. and also, Frost Nixon.
Now, I really wanted to see that, but I didn't go to the theater.
Right. It's Ron Howard's latest film about a true life event between President Richard Nixon and television personality David Frost, who had an interesting TV interview where Nixon perhaps revealed more than he should have about the Watergate scandal.
Right.
A terrific, terrific movie. You should check it out. And I'm kind of steadily kind of going downhill.
I was going to say.
Sort of. And while this isn't downhill necessarily, it's a little off-putting. Max Fleischer's Superman... 1941 to 1942, 17 theatrical shorts on two discs. So this is that great 40s animated series from Max Fleischer. Yet they're calling this Volume 1.
Well,
or 1941 to 1942.
I presume it ran longer than just 1 year, no?
I thought it did. I'm pretty sure there's more than 17, so why not just put them all out?
Well, they want to make you buy more than one volume.
Oh, it's working, but God, we're living in the days of put it all in one box. I mean, there's certainly an example of something that could have been in one box. And something that really, really shouldn't be in any box.
What are you trying to say?
It's Wolverine and the X-Men, Marvel's latest animated nonsense.
And greatest. Oh.
Heroes Return Trilogy. So I guess this is three episodes of this series.
That's it?
I think, yeah. And it has a convoluted storyline where somehow Wolverine ends up being the leader of the X-Men and just, ugh.
I thought I had heard rumors recently that we were going to see the old Fox X-Men series start coming out in full seasons.
Did you?
I swear to God.
Uh-huh.
Why would I lie about something like
Triple
that?
Triple B, you know anything about that?
Nope. Well, he is the be-all and end-all. I don't believe him still, though.
Well, that's fine. But until then, you can suffer through Wolverine and the X-Men from Marvel.
Suffer through.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have some product to review tonight.
Just a couple
of... Not review, but really just kind of talk about that it is here.
Yes, actually, these products we're going to be talking tonight is stuff that we got from the Chiller Convention.
It is.
You can go over to chillertheater.com and check out when the next Chiller Convention here in New Jersey on the East Coast, if you're able to get out here. We did some terrific interviews, met some terrific people. It is a really terrific show if you can actually get to it. So very exciting. Very, very exciting.
I like to call this line the line no one believed would ever actually come out.
And with good reason.
And it's here.
Yes. And, you know, you can look forward to both of these products we're going to talk tonight are going to be featured in upcoming upcoming segments of Studio V over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com. But we wanted to mention the exciting stories behind both of these particular lines here. So what do you have over there?
I have Indie Spotlight Series 1, the Max Series.
Yes, and this, of course, is from Shocker Toys.
Shocker Toys.
Yes, Jeff Beckett, who promised 27 years ago that these figures were going to come out, actually came through with putting out what I feel is a really impressive line of action figures.
Yeah, I mean, the figures are pretty good. I like the character selection the most. That's my favorite part about this line.
Right.
He's been able to do some stuff that either we haven't seen before or we have, but not in this scale or not this way. And there's some stuff that we haven't seen at all before, like Kachu or Scud, for example, which, you know, we've talked about those two in the past. So we have season or series one here. It consists of six figures total, right? Including the variant.
Actually, there would be seven if that were the case, because there's two variants.
Oh, well, it's Shadowhawk.
Yes.
Kabuki.
Kachu from
Strangers in Paradise.
Correct.
The Max from The Max.
Uh-huh.
Scud from Scud.
The Disposable Assassin.
And Soul from Scud.
And the Shadowhawk variant. Right. So there they are. They feature multiple points of articulation. What's really impressive about these pieces is, one, that Beckett got them out. But after that, once you recover from that shock, it's the fact that you probably, if you're a fan of Scud, you've wanted a Scud action figure since probably the mid-90s.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, and now you have not only one, but you also have Soul, which is kind of different model of Scud in black. Fantastic piece. Some of these figures have been done before, but I would say that these versions are more successful than previous versions. For example, the Max is fully articulated. The other right. Maxes that came out were not. Shadowhawk has been done a couple of times, but again, I don't think to the level of articulation that this one has, and I would say the same for Kabuki as well. Kachu, however, has never had an action figure, nor has there ever been an action figure from Strangers in Paradise.
Right. There was some busts.
Some busts, right, but that's it. Interesting choice of a character for an action figure, I think.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, you're trying to capture independent books, characters from independent books.
Right.
Certainly, Strangers in Paradise is one of the higher-rated, more popularly known books.
Yes.
And it seems like it was an appropriate choice. Let's talk about the accessories and the Max piece real quick.
Okay, let's.
Each figure comes with an Iz.
Correct.
Which I think is a great addition to this line. Each figure has its own accessory. You know, Shadowhawk has a grapple gun, and I think some of them have alternate hands or other pistols, stuff like that. But each figure also comes with an Iz. If you don't remember the Izzes, they were from the Max book. And you know, there are the white Izzes and the black Izzes, depending on where right. you are, the real world or the outback or whatever, the outlands, whatever the hell it was called. I don't even remember. But I think it's just a nice addition to the line. Now, the Max figure comes with three Izzes, which I think is nice. All three of the variations on the Izz. And it also comes with two head sculpts.
So wait, there's black Izz, white Izz.
And then girl Izz.
Yes.
It's okay. The Izz with the little dress and the pigtails.
Right. And do you know that Kabuki and Kachu, I think, don't they come with the girl?
They come with the girl.
Okay.
Shadowhawk and Scud come with a white Iz. And then
the variant Soul comes with a black Iz.
The other Shadowhawk comes with a black Iz also. And then, but the Max also has a second head.
Okay.
It's got the main head.
Yeah.
The dress
with the head.
Yeah,
the headdress. Yeah. And then the non-headdress head.
Right.
Right.
So cool. That's it.
That's very cool. Yeah. You know, we talked to Jeff Beckett a long time ago about his problems with other companies trying to skirt in and get his licenses. And he's maintained all along that these figures were going to come out. And you really have to applaud Jeff Beckett, because not a lot of people give Jeff Beckett credit. But, you know, when you're holding the thing in your hand, nobody can say that the man didn't put out the product that he said he was going to put out. Maybe it took him a little longer than he thought. Maybe, you know, maybe this, maybe that. Maybe there's still going to be naysayers that say crap like, Kane took forever to come out, blah, blah, blah. But I know Series 2 is already in the mix, and there's some great characters in there as well. Yeah.
And actually, I think Series 3 is already in the works too, pre-production on Series 3. Yes. So
it's, I think this is the line that's going to have at least a little bit of legs.
Sure.
And good for Jeff Beckett. Not sure where these are available yet. I would check out.
They are actually available right over at the Shocker Toys website.
Oh, they are?
So it's shockertoys.com, and you can pick these up.
And I imagine at specialty shops and that sort of thing as well.
Yeah, and at all the conventions. Shocker is pretty much at all the big conventions, so he'll probably have them there as well.
Yeah, so you want to pick these up while you can. I caution is not the right word. Encourage, that's the one.
There you go.
Especially Scud fans to pick up both Scud and Soul. Absolutely terrific. Fully posable, lots of articulation, lots of unique innovations with regards to some of the articulation, especially in the girls that I'm seeing there. And I got to even say bravo to Jeff Beckett. Kind of hurts me a little, but...
And
I'm
for Scud fans, you know, there's even more, because there are con exclusives, and they all seem to be Scud-centric.
That's true. The the first con exclusive at San Diego
was
like a little PVC.
Right.
And then there was a clear yellow for,
I think, New York
Comic-Con. And at Chiller, actually, there was one for Chiller as well, who was kind of a variation on the clear yellow with a little Chiller sticker in it or something like that. So. So
that's Indie Spotlight. Series 1.
I want to talk about this really quickly.
You mean that which you almost passed by?
Yes. from Amok Time, I got to say our friends over at Amok Time.
Going to be causing trouble in the future for some people. They got some impressive product coming out.
Yeah, and talk about impressive product. 12-inch collectible figures from some really... I don't want to say really obscure, but some of it's really obscure.
Absolutely.
But
I would say that this figure is kind of an obscure figure.
Yeah, and eventually this one for sure, but eventually you will get around to seeing over on the website, Big Kev's Geek Stuff, you'll see the interview we did with Paul from Amok Time, and you'll see some of that product that he has coming out, and you will be impressed. But right now, we're going to talk about Rondo Hatton.
Right.
Who is Rondo Hatton?
That is the question.
Rondo Hatton was a fella who appeared in a lot of movies between 1930 and 1946 when he died.
Okay.
These are a lot of, how would you call it? Some of them are classics, like the Oxbow Incident. Is one that I know for sure. Princess and the Pirate. There's a lot of those kind of old school, noirish in some cases. Hunchback of Notre Dame, the 1939 version, of course, he was in. He's an actor who suffered from a medical condition called acromegaly, which is. A condition that makes your head, hands, and feet grow disproportionately to the rest of your body. So he had kind of a unique appearance. Now, why is this important, or how will you remember him? Well, for those of you who are Rocketeer fans, you may remember a character in that movie, kind of the big guy who was beating up the Rocketeer. Do you remember that, OG?
I do. I just don't remember the character's name.
I can't remember what his name was either, but he was kind of the big dude who was beating up the Rocketeer all the time. Okay. Although that was not Rondo Hatton, because that film was made in 91 and he died in 46. It was actually an exact makeup replica of the actual Rondo Hatton. So they actually designed this big thug character after Rondo Hatton and made him up to look exactly like Rondo Hatton. Why is this important? Well, our friends at A Mock Time have actually put out a Rondo Hatton collectible 12-inch figure. Now, he went by a lot of nicknames, the Strangler, Creeper, Brute Man, a lot of these things in these films. And he's such a unique character with a unique look that A Mock Time decided, you know what, this is something Paul over there decided, you know, this is a character that I really enjoy, and I want to get a figure of him out there. And he put him out there, and he's gone. He sold through everywhere, and mostly to, surprisingly, Rocketeer fans who have virtually no product from the Rocketeer movie, except a couple of expensive 12-inch figures from overseas at this point, and some other things here and there. We talked about a bust last week. But talk about stroke of luck. Rondo Hatton 12-inch figure comes dressed in the suit with the selection of hats that he wore in The Rocketeer. So what makes this 12-inch figure perfect for the Rocketeer fan is you get your 12-inch Rocketeer, you get your 12-inch scale Rondo Hatton, and you're recreating scenes from the movie. It's absolutely a fantastic piece, and I got to applaud A Mock Time for being this smart. You know, a lot of people were saying that A Mock Time was crazy to put out this toy, and now it's gone. It's sold out everywhere, and I'm really happy that we were able to get one here.
Again, I think really all the credit goes to A Mock Time for being brave and succeeding. And hopefully, based on the success of this product, we'll get to see more more product like this, more kind of obscure, no one else is ever going to do it product.
Yeah, they have captured him perfectly, I mean, which is a feat because he's a weirdo-looking guy. To make a 12-inch figure without really much of a basis of sale, if you will. That is really brave, and bravo to A Mock Time. And I look forward to talking about more A Mock Time product as they come out.
Oh, absolutely.
They have a great 12-inch 2-pack. It's Gort and the dude.
From the Day the Earth.
Yeah, from the original. Klaatu, yeah. Klaatu and Gort from the original Day the Earth Stood Still.
Not the Keanu Reeves one.
Not the Keanu Reeves one. And it is fantastic. So check those out. You can hopefully in short order with Production Tim's help, you'll be able to see our interview with Paul from A Mock Time and some of these other products. But Rondo Hatton, wow, unbelievable. Rocketeer fans, rejoice. And with that, let's take our final break. Big Kev's Geek Stuff episode 145, and we'll be right back with the wrap-up.
Matt, I just got a brand new 2-pound bag of Jelly Belly jelly beans. They come in 49 flavors, all of which I'm going to read for you right now. Berry Blue, Blueberry, Bubblegum.
Jelly Belly is the original gourmet jelly bean, a fat-free candy with only 4 calories per bean.
Cotton candy, A&W cream soda, crushed pineapple, Dr. Pepper.
You can go to jellybelly.com to find recipes on how to combine your favorite jelly bellies to come up with new and exciting flavors like mud pie and berry smoothie.
Orange juice, orange sherbet, peach, peanut butter, pina colada, pink grapefruit, plum, raspberry.
And with Easter just around the corner, now is the perfect time to get Jelly Bellies for your entire family.
Strawberry daiquiri, strawberry jam, tangerine, toasted marshmallow, top banana.
That's Jelly Belly, the original gourmet jelly bean.
Jelly Bellies, available at a store near you.
Warriors! Come out to play, warrior, come out to play.
This is Irwin Keyes, the bad cop from the Warriors.
Hey, this is Roger Hill from the Warriors.
This is Apache Ramos from the Orphans.
This is Cold Cheese David Harris from the Warriors.
This is Brian Tyler, a.k.a. Snow, from the Warriors.
Hey, this is Terry Micus Vermin from the Warriors.
This is Thomas G. Waits, the Fox, from the Warriors.
This is Deborah Van Valkenburg from the Warriors.
Hey, this is Michael Beck from the Warriors.
This is Dorsey Wright from the Warriors, and you're listening to Big Cavs Geek Stuff.
Hey,
Can you dig it?
And we are back with episode 145 of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, free.
Yes, free. And named so because of Free Comic Book Day taking place at a local comic store near you on May 2nd, 2009. That's a Saturday. Want to get there early to get some specially prepared comic books for free to give you a little peek into the comic book industry. And that said, what else did we talk about today on Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 145, OG?
We had our first photo of Russell Crowe in his no-shit-it's-Robin-Hood gear.
Uh-huh.
And Stephen Fry going to be doing the Cheshire Cat in the upcoming Tim Burton Alice in Wonderland movie.
Alien Legion, great comic from the 80s, slated to make its return from Dark Horse later this year, but not before the Alien Legion Omnibus Volume 1, a huge trade paperback reprinting some of those earlier stories from the Marvel epic days, comes out.
Some DVDs that you can look forward to in the very near future that you're probably excited about. We have the return of Transformers to DVD finally. This is Gen 1, the original animated series. We have the complete Battlestar Galactica, the new series. The State finally, although it's probably still a rumor. We have Dollhouse Season 1, which will have the 13th episode, the one that doesn't air on TV. We have G.I. Joe, the original animated series, coming back in some way, shape, or form. And The Guild, Season 2, coming to you also, available from Amazon.
Some comics to check out this week include Kick-Ass from Marvel Issue 6, Marvel Icon, I should say. Batman Detective Comics 853 by Neil Gaiman and Andy Kubert. Buck Rogers, number 0, only 25 cents from our friends at Dynamite. Great jumping on point to what I think is going to be a terrific book. And, of course, the continuing to be stellar Guardians of the Galaxy, issue 13 from Marvel. DVDs to check out this week. You want to check out The Wrestler, featuring Mickey Rourke, Marissa Tomei, and Evan Rachel Wood. Frost Nixon, the latest from Ron Howard. Max Fleischer Superman 1941-42. This is those great animated Superman shorts that always end up in those weirdo cartoon things that you buy for $1.99.
Right, right.
And they always have like one of these Supermans in it. Well, this is a collection of just those Supermans, which is terrific to actually finally get. And Wolverine and the X-Men from Marvel. Nobody cares because it's crap.
Fox is dumping the Fox Atomic label. And coming to Monster Apocalypse is Voltron. I'm really excited about that, just from a collectible standpoint, not even from a game mechanic standpoint.
Uh-huh.
That's all I wanted to say.
Okay.
We also know that this week marks the 25th anniversary of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and a new live-action movie is coming to you soon, hopefully not Foam Rubber. We also talked about Indie Spotlight Series 1, the Max series this week from Shocker Toys. You can go to shockertoys.com for all the information on that series. See who's in the line and pick up the ones you want.
Yes, and from our friends at Amok Time over at amoktime.com, amoktime.com. It's Rondo Hatton, an obscure actor, character actor from the 30s and 40s into the mid-40s there. A lot of weird characters. A 12-inch collectible figure. Most notably, Rocketeer fans will take note of this this figure and want it for their collection. Good luck finding one. I think they're gone everywhere, but you know where to look, people. You know where to look.
Don't forget, you can check us out each and every week over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com, where we have a plethora of content for you.
A veritable cornucopia.
That's right. We have each and every new episode of the show. We have our video show live from Studio V, as well as some great con coverage, celebrity interviews, regular interviews with people who we don't really want to call celebrities, and a bunch of other stuff. You can pick up the Big Kev's Geek Stuff t-shirt. You could find out about where else you can hear Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Yes, you can see where our next live appearances may be. And if you have any subjects that you'd like to hear us discuss on Big Kev's Geek Stuff, give us a call over at our hotline,
425-920-6050.
And leave us a message, and you may hear your question or comment or concern on an upcoming episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff. And with that, Triple B, do you have any final words for Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 145, free?
You betcha, Kev.
And on that note, we cue the music.